Father, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for bringing us here, O Lord, this morning. And Lord, you know, nothing, O God, Lord, is hidden, O God, before you. And Father, we pray, O Lord, that as we come, Lord God, this morning before you, nga ikaw, Lord, mag-prepare sa matag-usa sa among kasing-kasing. And Lord, we pray, O Lord God, as your word, O Lord God, is being preached, O Father, we pray that our hearts might be receptive, O God, might be open, O Lord, to any sa mga butang, O Lord, that you want us, O Lord God, to learn and enable us, O Lord, to just remove anything, O Lord, that might hinder our attention from seeking you, from listening, O God, Lord God, to you. And we just want, Lord God, to commit, O God, the rest of our time, O Lord God, this morning, and that your name alone will be glorified and each of our heart will be edified, O Lord God. And Lord, we will be leaving, Lord God, this morning, this place, O God, with something that we might receive from you that enable us to make a better servants, better Christians, O God, before you. And Lord, we just want to commit, Lord, everything unto you, O Lord, this morning. And salamat, Lord, ng tanan. And we praise you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, God, we pray. Amen, Lord, and amen. And amen. One of the most parables, one of the most familiar ng mga parables as mentioned by the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, adunay more than 30 parables na diing gina-teach ni God in the Gospels. But I believe the most important, I mean, the most common, okay? The most magsoon nga widespread being taught sa Ginoo is this parable about the prodigal son. Parable of the lost son. And you know what? Actually, in the Bible, maingsoon, it's only the, you know what, the Bible interpreters before who titled this parable of the prodigal or the lost son. And the problem, okay, with this parable, maingsoon, of the lost son, oftentimes, you know what, we pull out our focus, mawagtangan ta sa atong focus maingsoon, as to the main character sa maong parable that always, oftentimes maingsoon, we are really driven sa atong attention ngadto sa sayop, ngadto sa prodigal son himself. And for me maingsoon, if this morning, for me, if I will be given something, you know what, a new title with this, I would really entitle this, maigsoon, the parable of a good father. That somehow, maigsoon, will be learning here what really the father has done. What really the father, maigsoon, has done something to his son, despite the fact nga diin unsa ka buluyagon ang maong anak. But still, you know what, the abundant love, you know what, the kindnesses of the Father, makita na to here, prevails. Sa akong ganyan, despite the fact sa wickedness and, you know what, the unrighteousness of the son. And by the way, Megson, I would like to greet sa tanang mga fathers, okay? Sige sa mga father, pwede na, pwede mo barog katong father-to-be. Tanang mga amahan. So today, maigsoon, is, you know, a celebration of, di ba, Father's Day. So makita na ko, mas bunga man ang Mother's Day, pero ang Father's Day, nga di, eh, dili makaibunga. But hinunduman na to, ang mga babae, kuha rin panagikan sa laki. Amen? So, happy Father's Day. And before anything else, maigsoon, shall we pray, maigsoon, first sa itong mga father? Let's bow our heads for a while and let's stretch our hands. Lord, we just want to thank you for giving us, Lord, and even this Father, whom you have used, sent, O God, for each of their children. And Ginoo, among praying for this year that you just enable them, that they might set example as being godly, as being righteous, as being honorable, O God, Lord, to their marriages, to their commitments, to their children, O God. Lord, enable them by your grace. Help them, O God, by your mercies and love, that they might really perform the responsibilities and duties that really glorify, O God, Lord, your holy name. And Father, Make them, Lord, the kind of husband, the kind of father that you want them, you want us to be. And we commit them to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, we pray. Amen, God, and amen, and amen. Shall we give a clap offering, Megzon? So this morning, what we'll be sharing, Megzon, this really parable, for me, it's a parable of a good, not a prodigal son, but for me, a parable of a good father. And as far as parable, Megzon, is concerned, we need to know that oftentimes, you know what, in the scripture, in the Gospels, si God nagtudlo og mga parables, right? So, mga parables, Megzon, mga pasumbingay. There are no historical events, Megzon, that actually took place whenever Jesus mentioned or teaches parable, Megzon. These are stories, Megzon, that came up sa hunahuna ni God. Nga diin iyang gipaabot ngadto sa mga katawan in order for them to learn significant lessons sa diha nga kinabuhi. And going back into this parable, Megzon, and we only find this parable in Luke 15. And actually, Megzon, in Luke 15, it talks about three parables. The first parable is the parable of the lost sheep. The second parable is the parable of the what? The lost coin. And the third one is the parable of the prodigal son or the good father. And this is what we call, Megzon, the triology of parable. And in this parable of a good father, here we find the heart and the nature of the God, the Father. And somehow for us, Father Megzon, we might also see in reflection usab sa atong kaugalingon. That in a way, Megzon, oftentimes we as fathers have so many failures in the way we really treat our children. So, nining pagi, makita nato, Megzon, nga ang kinaiyahan sa amahan. Okay? God the Father in these three parables. And these three parables, you know what, the whole stories of this is not about, you know what, the sheep. It's not about the lost sheep. It's not about the lost coin. Or it's not about, you know what, the lost son. But it's about, you know what, the one, the owner of the sheep. It's about the owner of the coin. It's about the father, Megzon, who patiently waiting for the son. Okay? And kindly turn your Bibles in Luke 15, verses 11. Let me read this to you, Megzon. I'll be reading from English Standard Version. Verse 11, it says here, and he said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Verse 13, not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into the distant far country. A severe famine arose in that country and he began to be in need. And in verse 15, he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. Verse 16, he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate and no one gave anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough? But I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants instead. In verse 20, he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, felt compassion, ran, embraced him, and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven. And before you, I am no longer worthy to be called your son. And sa atong makita, may son, in this parable, you know, the parable opens with a request sa usa ka anak. Unsa may request anak? To have his share sa man. Nga iyang kuhaon na ang iyang share ngadto sa iyang nga amahan. It says here, Father, give me my share of the estate. And here, makita nato, we never knew unsa may rason or motive, purposes whatsoever. Ngano ang maong anak na ngayo siya sa iyang share sa iyang estate. But what we find may soon, meaning parable, firstly is, somehow makita nato ang pagkaunsaman, the folly of man, ang pagkaunsaman. O sabi sa isa, folly, ang pagkayabag, okay? Di ba? Yabag man tamang soon until the Lord, until we came really to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, makita nato may soon ang pagkayabag yun sa tao. And makita nato, the younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. And after he had spent everything, there was a famine and began to be in need. And firstly, as far as the folly of man is concerned, makita nato maigsoon, ang una sa tanan, ang kinaiyahan, I mean ang origin sa sala in this particular parable, sa diin man nagsugod ang pagkasala ning maong bataa. Notice here in the text maigsoon, it's all started when what? When that younger son, you know what, says, give me. When the time is on, when he requested, when he asked from his father, ihatag nako ang akong kausaman, ang akong inheritance. When mong tanawon may soon, the moment when this son asked from his father, ihatag nako, dili na to kalikayan maigsoon, there must be really wrong with the son. There must be really wrong maigsoon ng maong bata. Why in the world he asked sa iyang inheritance provided the fact maigsoon that his father was still alive. And definitely maigsoon, sagad, more scholars maigsoon interpret this that the reason why he asked for his inheritance, my son here, because, you know, this son, he wanted to be, unsaman, to be independent. He wanted to be out from the care, out from the custody, out from the love sa iyang amahan. He wanted to be free. Diba? Muna isagad, my son, nga diin, kung dilita ganaan, magpatambag sa itong maginikanan, manauban, my son, mo, unsaman, mugawas. Apan kung wala kay kwarta nga mugawas, kan of course, may soon, mamangita kag means, mangita kag usamay something diha sa inyong balay nga diin imong magamit. The moment nga diin nga mulayas ka. But for me, may soon, it would be helpful or it would be significant, tanaw na to ang culture sa unang panahon. The same may soon for us today, that you know what, ang estate, ang property sa usa ginikanan, asun ang usa ka ginikanan may igsoon, buhi pagani siya. So dili pa na siya pwede nga unsa mapatpat. Do ang ginikanan may igsoon secretly nga di magbuhat siya last will or something nga di in iyang usa man mapartition, magbuwag-buwag ang yuta daan that whenever ang maong parents mamatay, so dili magka usa man magkagubot ang mga anak. But as far as legality is concerned, so wala pa'y katungod ang anak nga diin mangayo siya as soon, so long as ang maong parents are still alive. But the question is, what does really it mean to ask for a premature here inheritance? This is premature. Why? Because the younger son was asking for his inheritance nga diin sa buhi pang iyang amahan. In a Jewish thinking, Megson, the father is under no obligation, okay, to divide the estate that early. It is mentioned in Sirach, to a son or wife, to brother or friend, give no power over yourself while you live. Give not to your goods to another so as to have asked for them again. So, dili pwede ni mo matag. All the powers, Megson, all the rights, and privileges may son still belong diha pa sa papa. Mabuhit na uban mag-insura ang mga ginikanan kanos amin mamatay. Oy, kinakong ginikanan para ma-enjoy na namo. Kikong patag dili mamatay, nga din dili pa makaka-enjoy. It's only by the time mag-insura nga mamatay ang parents, nga din anak ni mo unsa man ma-enjoy ang mga inheritance at is being partitioned sa mga anak. Second one is to ask for an inheritance when the father is still alive is like cursing the father with the statement, unsa, I wish that you were dead. Amen, Maikson? That's Maikson, the interpretation. May patay, may untag, matay na unta ka, oy, para ma-enjoy ni nako. And the third one is, you know what, as far as inheritance is, the elder brother would receive double portion of all the father's properties and the younger receives one half of what the older really received. Which means, ang kinamagwangan, nga diin, mas dako siya nga diin nga madawat in contrast sa maong igsoon sa manghud. But today may igsoon, you know what, dili na siya ma-applicable as of today. Ano man ang igsoon, patas sila og share. Provided that they are legitimate children sa maong parents. Right? But notice what happened here, mga igsoon. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share. So makita nato may igsoon here nga diin kining maong request, as I mentioned, these are really contrary during their time, contrary to, you know, to their principle, to their conscience, and these are unacceptable and very offensive, and it is really a disgrace. Mura siya pakaulaw ba ngadto sa usa ka bata, and at the same time ngadto sa iyang mga ginikanan. Manunis, as the story unfolds, the Bible again never mentioned kung unsay reaction sa maong amahan. Wala mo sulti ang Biblia unsa may naasa amahan, unsa may emotion really sa amahan the moment the son really asked for that. And makita, but somehow, what we only find out in the scripture, makita nato here, it says, so the father, what? Divided. Without any words being said, he divided the property between them. So, gikan sa pagkayabag being said, sa usaka anak, that he asked for his share, tanausab nato ang heart sa usaka amahan. Tanaw na to ang kasing-kasing maigsoon. Sa usaka amahan, here. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided the property between them. After that, he had spent everything. There was famine and began to be in need. So first, makita na to ang kasing-kasing. It's all about what? Makita na to. Though the Bible never mentioned his own personal, really emotion here, unsa man naglagot ba siya or naba siya reservation whatsoever siya kasing-kasing. But what we read from scripture, from the Bible, it's all about, you know what, kindness. Okay? Unsa man ang kindness may igsoon? Kindness is something or wanting to do good things. Butang nga, kinaiya sa tao nga din, you really desire nga din mubuhat ka o mga maayong butang nga to sa uban in order sa uban nga tao nga magahatag o kalipay. Despite the fact maigsoon, ang paghatag sa butang maigsoon, it's really unfavorable diha nimo. But all really you wanted is for the enjoyment, for the joy, for the happiness of the other person. Okay? And, but what is important, kung imong tanaw ng mga story, you know what? The moment the son makes own ask for his inheritance, you know what? Though the Bible never says this, pero makita nato mingson adunay katungod mingson ang usa ka amahan to say no to the son. Right? He's not, by the way, under obligation whatsoever. Hindi ang mahatag. Adunay siya katungod mingson to say no. And at the same time, aduna siya katungod maigsoon to have his son disowned. You know, tikaw, from this time on, you will no longer be my son. I will not give you whatsoever inheritance that is coming really from me. That's my son, his prerogative. That is his rights. Pwede niya, unsa man, maitsipoy ra, pwede niya matangtangan sa tanang katungod, sa tanang inheritances may son, ang maong younger son could have inherited here. But notice here, but rather than disowning his son, this father with all the kindnesses, sayang akakasing-kasing, divided his estate between the two of his son. Amen? The Bible says divided. But when it's the losses nila, you know, ang portion only sa younger son, it's only one fourth from that sa iyang anak, sa iyang maguwang. But still may son, out of the God the Father's kindnesses, he divided fairly. He divided may son equally, you know, the estate of the Father. And this is, you know, the kindnesses of God that is being shown, you know what, ngadto sa maong younger son. And the book of Jeremiah says, 31 verse 33, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. And you know what, Megson, ang kindness sa Ginoo, muni something Megson nga diin. There's a song, Megson, di ba? It's your kindness that leads us in repentance, O Lord. And actually, that's in the book of Romans, if I'm not mistaken. And always, makita na ito nga diin sa matag-adlaw sa ato nga kinabuhi, nga diin. And I believe, Megson, honestly, nga diin, pipila lamang siguro ka nato diri who have really lived righteously, faithfully, diha sa kaymayaan sa Ginoo. That oftentimes, Megson, day by day in our lives, the truth of the matter is, oftentimes, we have really failed God. To whatever extent, Megson, failed nato si God, sa ato siguro sa atong ba-ba, na-fail nato si God sa atong mga decisions sa atong ipangbuwan, na-fail na to si God sa atong mga deeds that we have extended, my son, to others. And in spite sa tanan na itong kasipyatan, sa tanan na itong kakulangun, sa tanan na itong unrighteousness and wickedness sa atong kinabuhi, but there is something sa Ginoo that he cannot really deny himself. And that is, my son, God's kindnesses. Nga din, ang kindness sa Ginoo muna nga nagpabilin nga constant. Bisan unsa nato kaya bag maigsoon sa atong Kristuanon nga paglakaw, and perhaps maigsoon, you know what, nga perhaps every Sunday, di ba, we are really refined, we are so good ngano man, because that's maigsoon routinary thing. I will go to church and something maigsoon nga diin, we in somehow nga ato sang ma-prepare nga atong kasing-kasing. But after Sunday, from Monday up until Saturday, maigsoon, the question is, it's only between you and the Lord. Your life, maigsoon, sa imong pagdala for that 6 days, ikaw lamang ang Ginoo nga nakakita ni Ana. But oftentimes, with all honesty, we live our lives, maigsoon, in ways that is not really glorifying diha sa Ginoo. Oh, right? And again, makes on the good thing here, in spite of all our weaknesses, but still God is so kind, makes on, sa matag usa sa atong kinabuhi. Amen? Ang sa matag adlaw, makes on, sa atong pagmata, sa atong pagkaon, nga din, every time, makes on, you will eat, that you will still, you know what, satisfy your hunger. That's makes on a blessing sa Ginoo, right? Na yung mga tao, nga din, every time, makes on, nga maka, mukaon sila, wala na igana. But how blessed we are that napatay gana. Mabita na usay, so murag ko itong lawas. Nga din, it's because ka gana, and then may tagkatug, and we still have families, maigson, of ours that really would cherish us. And all these things, maigson, all these things must be credited diha sa Ginoo. It's only points to the fact that God is indeed so kind sa ato nga kinabuhi, despite the fact of our own unrighteousness, our own weaknesses sa atong mga sa kinabuhi. Right? And continuing, in verse 12, the younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate here." Notice here, when the younger son said, "Lord, Father, ihatag na nako akong share." You know what? Kining duha nga pulong, give me the word spoken by this younger son, Maigsoon. Dini makita nato, Maigsoon, ang dangers sa sala. The moment, Maigsoon, nga diin ang maong bata, niingon siya si Papa, ihatag na nako pa ang akong saman, share sa akong property. And through this, makita natong tulo ka mga peligro as far as sala is concerned. Okay? Tanaw nato Maigsoon, ang pagkayabag sa tao, ang sala Maigsoon sa tao. Here, makita nato. First is that, ang sala Maigsoon always want to be independent. Ang sala really wanted that, "I don't want anybody. I don't want really God." Why? Because kung na ang Ginoo, mura mag-usaman. Mura mag- kanang dili kay ko maka dili kay ko free at all or sa Maigsoon believe nga din ko makristohanon ka murag unsa man murag ang imong kinabuhi killjoy na kuno murag limited kuno ang imong unsa man ang imong kanang ang imong kalingaw ba ngano man kay dili namang kamo disco ngano man kay dili namang kamo inom ang mga previous imong kinabuhi sa una nga that you really love. Now, Maigsoon, nga dili na nimo ma-enjoy. You are not really being in yourself. You are not really independent, Maigsoon, sa imong kaugalingon. And these words, "give me," it talks about independence, a life that is free from parental care. And you know what, Maigsoon, as the story unfolds, you know what? It leads, you know, the story, makita na to, at the middle of it, it does not make so on bring this young guy a happy and a satisfying life. Why? Because whenever make so on that give me a words, makita nato, when he uttered that, makita nato nga it there make so on starts, it there make so on naga derive ang problema, ang, you know what, ang resulta ang consequences sa sala sa iyang kinabuhi. Diya nagsugod Maigsoon. After Maigsoon, makita nato in the middle nga, yes, nalipay siya, but later on sa iyang kinabuhi, lalo grabe ang consequences Maigsoon sa iyang kinabuhi. It all started when the younger son wanted to be independent. It all started when the younger son Maigsoon wanted to be alone sa iyang kaugalingon. And here, makita nato, and bisan today, Maigsoon, and the words "give me," these are common words we uttered when we ask really something from God, right? Lord, tagayon ta ko ani something, Lord. I remember, Maigsoon, one Christian, na diin, businessman Christian, he really prayed, "Lord, tagayon ta ko business, God. Whenever nga that you will bless this business, I will commit this business to you, O Lord God, that you will be glorified out from this business." And sure enough, Maigsoon, God blessed that, healed that person. But the problem, Maigsoon, was, you know what, he did not really, you know what, wala niya put into completion ang iyang promises, iyang saad, dito sa Ginoo. We uttered, "give me," tagae ko, whenever Maigsoon, okay, whenever we look for a job, "Lord, tagae ko, God, this job." Or we uttered, "give me," Maigsoon, whenever Maigsoon, we plan, or whenever Maigsoon, we consider, we petition the Lord sa mga butang na naa sa ato nga kasing-kasing, or whenever Maigsoon, we ask sa mga young people, we ask for, diba, mga lifetime partner. Of course, Maigsoon, we utter to the Lord, "Lord, kapoy kayo mag-inusara, Lord. Tagaanong ta ko ni mo, kapika sa ako nga kinabuhi." Right? These are common thing. Right? Nga diin, oftentimes, whenever we pray, whenever we petition, whenever we ask God, we never miss out, Maigsoon, uttering to the Lord the words, give me. But again, may so on, little we did we know nga diin, whenever we utter the words, give me, ang kining maong pulong maigsoon produce at times dangerous results sa ato nga kinabuhi. I remember one pastor said that one of the kuyaw nga dangerous things sa usa ka Kristiyanon nga diin, whenever God will answer your prayer. That will be the challenge maigsoon all about. Why? Because we keep on praying to the Lord. Lord, Lord, just give me, Lord. But as soon when God answers, you know what, that prayer, oftentimes, what happened, maigsoon, to us Christians, we really forget, maigsoon, the commitments attached for that prayer concern of ours. We oftentimes, maigsoon, malimtan, Lord, imukuin mo lang kong tagaan, Lord, I will use this for your glory. I will use this to bless other people. That might be really good, but many times, maigsoon, dili maunsaman ma-accomplish ang mga pulong na atong gipangbuhian diha sa Ginoo. And again, maigsoon, makita nato dagan usab nga mga dangers out behind, maigsoon, the words give me, makita nato dagan nga mga relationship nga diin nga nagaguba. Dagan nga mga businesses, maigsoon, went into bankrupt as soon as when God blesses, and makita nato wala maayo pagdala. Or daghan nga mga faith nga diin nga nga wag tang diya sa Ginoo. I have so many friends, maigsoon, sa young adults before that they have really prayed to the Lord. Lord, just bless my career. Lord, just send me into this place, into this country. And as soon that God really answered their prayers, as soon as that God, maigsoon, nga diin, give bless sila. But you know what? Majority of them, maigsoon, nga wag tang diya sa Ginoo. That is really sad to say. Makita mo, something may maka-ask kung, why is it ang mga Kristiyanon ba that whenever really God answers sa ilang mga pag-ampo, sa ilang mga tinguha, kasagaran may tabo, may igsoon, mga bugnaw, kasagaran may tabo, unsa, mga wagtang sa ilang pagtuo, diha sa Ginoo. And these were oftentimes, may igsoon, the result whenever God answered our give me prayers, that somehow makes on kita malimuta, you know what, sa kaayo, malimuta, you know, the reason why God answered our really prayers. And oftentimes, brethren, ma-focus ta not on the blesser, but oftentimes ma-focus ta sa mga panalangin at hand sa ato nga kinabuhi. Right? And this is something, maigsoon, really realistic. This is really factual. And in verse 13, it says here, not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set off for a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth in wild living. As soon as the younger son, maigsoon, got his inheritance, you know what the Bible is telling us? He had really a plan, maigsoon. Nana siya plano, unsa may akong baton sa akong kwarta. Nana may plano, unsa may kay akong gamiton sa akong kwarta. And his plan, maigsoon, says here, he set off for that distant country. There, maigsoon, in that distant country, unsa man, iyang gi-squandered. Iyang gi gasto everything he had received from the Father. Amen? But you see here, maigsoon, again, the Bible never tells us, God never tells us, kung asa ning distant country. Nga diin, giingon maigsoon ni Ginoong Jesus. But for me, I believe, maigsoon, this distant country is somewhere, maigsoon, sa atong place that you and I are independent from really God. Kaning distant country at times, morning lugar maigsoon that we wanted to be alive for ourselves. I'm just wanting to be me. I'm enjoying myself to be me. I don't want God first sa akong ginabuhi. Ganahan ko nga mag-enjoy sa ako. sa ako nga kinabuhi. Amen? And what I can make sure kung asa ning distant country, as I mentioned, any places. Kung mo tanawon may igsoon din sa Cebu, makita nato nga ang Cebu is really developing, right? And makita ni mo may igsoon kung asa may somewhere sa Cebu nga diin very usaman, very sikat, very good may igsoon to hang out, to spend with friends may igsoon para magsabado night asa may mas nindot. You can find may igsoon. Kung bitag cowboy ka, pwede ka atog puwente, di ba? Pero kung cowboy ka, naidagas kulon. Pero kung a little bit class ka, ari ka unsa man sa Ayala, right? Or kung classy ka gamay, ari ka dire sa asa na ba? Asa? IT Park. O, sakto, IT Park. Di ba? Mga classy na riya, nga din type. Basta kung makulon man, mafunti man, Ayala, IT Park, these are really the places to tell you, Megson, where really God says, your distant country. Where the place, Megson, that you are really independent. The place, Megson, that God don't like you to be there. Right? And here, the plan of this younger son, Megson, was to set off into this distant country. And there, he squandered everything, Megson. Of course, he had money and he could done anything, Megson, he wanted. So, na siya kwarta. Kung atong i-modernize, Megson, today, na kay kwarta, Megson, and to make it safer for you, imong usaman, imong i-card, credit card, ana, di ba? So, na kay card, Megson, makita ni mo, you can, labi nag baga o kwarta, you can buy anything, you can do anything. You can do anything, Megson, all you wanted sa imong kinabuhi. Amen? And as I mentioned earlier, Megson, anything today, Megson, that gives you to be independent sa imong kinabuhi is your really distant country. It does not necessarily, Megson, say a specific place. It can be, take note, Megson, it can be your relationship to somebody else. It can be your friendship, Megson, nga to sa uban. Or it can be imong profession, ang imong career, ang imong trabaho, Megson. Or it can be, Megson, your gadget itself, your distant country. Or it can be, Megson, ang imong mga anak, ang imong distant country. Anything under the sun which makes you independent and enjoy the world's pleasure that slowly draw us away from God, inahinay Megson ang sala maga sugod sa ato nga kinabuhi, and that's our distant country, mga Megson. And I believe, Megson, we do have that. And it's only sa akong ginhimo, it's only between you and God knows where that distant country of ours really lies. But you know what? The problem with this distant country, brethren, is that inasmuch nga atong i-enjoy ang atong kinabuhi, di ba? Sa imong mga friends, sa imong mga gadgets, or sa imong career, Megson, inasmuch as we love to enjoy to the fullest all these things, Megson, you know what? The Bible says here, it does not provide any long-lasting joy, happiness sa ato nga kinabuhi. This is, Megson, the problem. What? It only provides this. This only, Megson, gives temporal and fleeting pleasures sa ato nga kinabuhi. I don't know, Megson, this morning, kung unsa ang mga butang na nakababag sa ato nga kinabuhi. Again, it's only between you and God. It can be something, Megson, sa imong kinabuhi. But to tell you, Megson, it's only in our Lord's relationship where we can really find satisfaction, where we can really find rest, we can really find joy, Megson, true joy, sa ato nga kinabuhi. And all these distant country pleasures, Megson, of ours today, this might give pleasures, Megson, but to tell you, this are not giving us long-lasting joy. However, my son, this only provides something really negative. Notice in verse 14. Notice here, my son, ang problema ni pleasure. In verse 14, it says here, after he had spent everything, there was severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. And another danger of sin is that, Megsoon, sin gives temporal pleasures, Megsoon. Makita na to, he spent everything he had from his father, and makita na to, there was famine. Adunay dako kayo nga kaguto, Megsoon, nga nihapak niining maong lugar. And try to imagine, Megsoon, for the credit card, nga diin, you have all the money na din imong gamiton, and after using it, Megsoon, one day, one time ni Ana, when you are planning, Megsoon, to buy something, and then when you are, Megsoon, turning that card to the cashier, check, Megsoon, sa maong card, mingon ang cashier, sir, wala naman ni sulod. Sir, it's run out of any balances. And there, Megsoon, when that happens, there the problems, Megsoon, sets in. Makita na to, Megsoon, ang problema na itabo sa panahon, Megsoon, unsa man, na wala na tanan niya. As I mentioned, Megsoon, all these, you know what, pleasures nga din atong ma-enjoy, these are only temporal. And these are only, you know what, fleeting pleasures that we are enjoying. And as soon as this run out, Megsoon, as soon as the money of that younger son had been spent everything for nothing, Megsoon, and there was famine, there we can see that all these things, Megsoon, these are only temporal. And makita na to, Megsoon, there comes, you know what, the bad result out from it. And not only, Megsoon, this only provides temporal pleasures, but more than that, the worst thing is that is sin, what? Has its own consequences. Right? So makita na to, Megsoon, unsa may consequences sa sala nini. He began to be in need. So wala na siya, unsa? So wala na siya something sa iyang makaon. And in verse 15, it says here, so he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who set him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one really gave him anything. Notice the consequences, Megsoon. You know what? Diba? Makita nimo. And I believe, sa katong dagan pagkwarta, Megsoon, kining maong batanon, I believe, Megsoon, he had all the friends nga diin pwede niyang ma-enjoy. Right? The same thing, diba, sa ato sa kung nagatag resources, diba, makita na to, nga diin dagansang, sa, dagansang mo, abi-abi nimo, apan makita nimo kung wala na kay lahot, o na, nga, makita nimo nga, aturay po ka balik sa imong pamilya, yun, imong mga friends nimo may gisoon, nga din na-enjoy more sa imong kwarta, sa imong panalangin, to tell you, di yun na, magsilbi, di yun na, mo take care na to, we all may gisoon, return sa atong immediate family, and sin has its always consequences sa ato nga kinabuhi. And this is really worst, may gisoon. Remember, Megsoon, God is telling this parable in the context of a Jewish culture. And notice, Megsoon, here this younger son, young son, nga diin, after all, nga diin, wala na siya ay makaon, wala na yung mga friends, Megsoon, nga diin, ihatag niya, wala na yung mga kailan niya, Megsoon, nga enjoy sa iyang blessing. Makita nato here, the Bible says that he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. I'd like you, Megsoon, to take note with that word, pig. A Jew, Megsoon, never, never, never associate himself with the pig. Right? Why? Because pigs are unclean animals. Whenever may sundi touch pigs, may soon, that would make them unclean. And whenever they are unclean, that would unsaman restrict them from entering into the temple for them to worship. For them, may soon, ang pig may soon, unsaman, munay hayop na din ilang, unsaman, ayaw sila, yaks! Something like that. Okay? But makita niyo ang salamig soon nga diin, nga mahatag, bisan pang ang mga yak sa kinabuhi, mga yaki may soon, na baliwala ni mo, and it's all because you begin to be in need. And this is something may soon for you to survive sa imo nga kinabuhi. And the same thing may soon sa atong life. Whatever sins may soon, whatever wrong decisions, wrong planning that we are making, there has to be, you know what, mga consequences sa ato nga kinabuhi. Amen? And consequences may soon, may makita na to, may result in whatever forms muabot may soon sa ato nga kinabuhi. But to tell you the truth, there has to be a penalty. And this younger son may soon is now what? Is now, you know what, lamenting the consequences of being independent sa iyang kinabuhi. And it says here, when he came to his senses, nakahinumdum siya. Yung siya nga pila man ka mga servants akong papa, nga diin daghan nga mga pagkaon nga ilang gikaon. Here I am starving to death. Siya, here I am starving to death. And it says here, and I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. Amen? And the consequences sa sala at times, my son, you know, it makes us realize at times. Nga diin, sa panahon may soon, nga diin, masayop ang ato mga desisyon, sa panahon ng mga butang na sipyat ha, and then, inigsipyat sa mga butang may soon, ang problema sa nato, nga diin, mga saba ta, ang problema nato may soon, is that, we fail also to humble ourselves and accept every failures that we really done. Amen? Despite this, yabag nga anak may soon, sa iyang pagka-independent, but makita nato, when that need has come sa iyang kinabuhi, it come into his realization, paitaan sa akong kinabuhi, na unsa manggo, wala na ko gikaon. Even may son, ang kaon, ang gikaon sa baboy, mauto'y food, nga din iyang pagkakaon. And it came into his senses, nga diin, dili ni siya mahimo. Ang akong father is very rich. He has plenty of servants na diin, nagkakaon pag-ugsakto. And here, I am starving. And he has, makita ni mo, another plan may soon. Firstly, aduna siya, plan may soon for being wild. But when that being wild may soon was over, and it came into his senses, now, he is reaping the consequences yung sin. Another plan may soon came up into his mind. I will return to my father's household. And what's the plan? And I will ask for forgiveness to my father. Hingon siya, Lord, my father, I am not worthy to be called to be your son. Makita niyo ang humility here. Make me as one of your hired men. Makita niyo may son, ang humility sa tao. And this really sakit may son, right? Sakit may son. Ngano man, because ang consequences may soon, anak manguna siya mo result after mabuhat ang sala, right? Ang problema may soon, dili mahuna-unaan ba? Unsa kay resulta ni, whenever I will do this thing. That may unta, that would be wise unta. But sagad may tabo may soon, we will do it, and then, the moment may soon, adunay problema na, the consequences may soon pops up, and it brings pain. Something sa atong family, sa atong personal nga life, and there may soon, diya pa nato ma-feel ang consequences sa sala, sa atong mga sayop nga mga binuhatan. And the second heart, Megson, the second heart of the Father here, first one was His kindness. And notice, Megson, the second one is that His what? His infinite love. Can you say it with me, Megson? Infinite love. Let me ask you something, Megson. Ngano man gitugutan man sa amahan nga diin nga mulakaw ni ang maong bata? Pabu ka pungutan na, ngano man gitugutan? Pwede man to siya, mungyong siya dili. Upon the parable tells us, Megson, the Father really allowed. Right? Upon kung imong tanawon, Megson, Luke 15, with these three parables, parable of the lost sheep, parable of the lost coin, and parable of the lost son, the first parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin, Megson, makita nimo the owners of the lost sheep, the owner of the lost coin, Megson, they have exerted effort in looking and finding the sheep and the lost coin. But here in the parable of the lost son, you know, the father never exerted whatsoever effort, Megson, in looking for the son. Ngano maka? Diba? Di mo makapagutan na? Ano man ka, diba? Ang first two, ang tag-iya, grabe nilang exertion sa effort. But ang parable of the lost son, walay exertion sa father nga diin, nangita siya sa iyang anak. But to tell you, Megson, inasmuch as the father really loves his son, but you know what? The father allows this case to happen ngadto sa iyang anak in order for him to realize the bad decisions that he was really making. It does not provide a happy ending story in his life. Amen? Whenever bad decisions, Megson, bad planning, ngabot sa tong kinabuhi, to tell you, it does not provide, Megson, joyful and long-lasting happiness sa atong marriages, sa ato nga kinabuhi. And at the same time, Megson, the father would have allowed the son at the same time that inasmuch as he wanted, Megson, to prevent his son from, you know what, going into that distant country, he wanted to have his son, Megson, exercise his desire, diba? His willpower, his freedom. Nga diin, listen man, gubitak imong pugnan, diba? Pugnan, tis, makita nimo, nga diin, di gano'ng mapapugong. Mas may nang pasagdaan. Why? Diba? Kasagaran sa mga sitwasyon, pasagdaan nimo, mauna nga, maabot ang paano nga makarealize na, mauna nga, mubalik na siya, na diin sayop siya. Kapag kung sigagpugong, magka-wild, na magka-yabag more, ang maong nga tao. And this is really the thing, Megson. At times, you know what, sa ato nga kinabuhi, and because the stubbornness at times sa ato nga kasing-kasing, that we oftentimes fail, you know what, to direct ourselves to the Lord. And of course, Megson, we are really guilty of all of this. And even personally, Megson, I'm guilty of this nga diin sa mga panahon that we do things, we plan things, we make decisions, Megson. Di ba sagan, maplano na natin after, Megson, wala gani ang Ginoo in that, Megson, planning of ours. And after, Megson, diya nga magka-problema na, and dito pa nato, ma-realize that at the first place, God was never really asked or consulted sa atong mga planning and decisions. Apantanaw na ito here, Megson, sa unsang paagi, nga diin, makita na ito ang infinite love sa Father. Sa unsang paagi, diin makita na ito ang infinite concern sa Father. It says there, so the Son got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. You know what? The infinite love of God here is being, you know what? Is being described as far as these verses are concerned, Megson, with five action words the father, Megson, had performed in this case. Notice here. The father, first, the father saw, right? The father saw the son at the stand. The second one, sa diyang napagkita niya, usaman, He was filled with compassion. Ikatulo maigsoon, not only, usaman, feeling with compassion, he ran to his son. Makita nimo ang drama. He ran to his son. He threw his arms. And not only that, you know what? He kissed his son. But do you think maigsoon nga diin, sulagma ba? Nga din, it was really incidental. Nga diin, ang amahan, pakita, uy, nakita na yung bata, di nagpadoong diri. Do you think by incidental though, or, but for me, maigsoon, I don't think that was really incidental. What really I believe, maigsoon, that day by day, you know, the Father has waited that time, that whenever maigsoon, that bad decision might come into his realization, nga nasayop siya. And thereafter, maigsoon, made a decision, maigsoon, to return to the Lord. And it is maigsoon, how really God responded. Apan kita pa na. So, uli man ka. Saan may problema ni mo? Kabagaan mo na nga. Uli-uli pa ka. After all, siya mong gibuhat. Imo pang gikuha dari ang talang kwarta. Ana. But it is maigsoon, the love of God. The love of the Father. He did not mention whatsoever maigsoon, any negative thing, you know what, the Son did to him. Bisan sa ulaw, everything, all the cursing, everything. But one thing that is for sure and certain, that the Father is filled with infinite love to His Son. And this makes on the nature, the heart of God the Father. That whenever makes on, we run away from God. But notice makes on, don't feel guilty nga diin, dili natadawaton sa Ginoo. But the challenge for us makes on is how we really return ourselves to the Lord. Because God is always waiting, you know what, for us. That whenever maigsoon, time will come, nga diin mo balik ta. And God maigsoon will give His open arms, nga diin, He will embrace us once again. And this is something that really portrays God. Nga diin, ikaw ako maigsoon, in a way that we might really stumble. Masipya ta, mabugnaw ta, at times maigsoon, mangluod ta, di na ta mo simba, di na ta mo atos fellowship, wala, bugnaw na. But, you know what? Always believe, bisan tuod maigsoon, nakabugnaw ta sa atong kasing-kasing, always believe sa imong kasing-kasing, God is not really giving up on us. God is always maigsoon, wanting our return. And that's maigsoon His desire. Amen? That's my son is desire, mauna at times, nga diin, pasagaan ta sa Ginoo. Why? Because, nga diin, para at least my son, during that time, we learn from our bad mistakes, and from that time on, my son, that might really enable and become us a more and better servants for the Lord. Amen? Shall we give the Lord a clap of offering? Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you, Lord God, for this morning. And Ginoo, Lord, kung imong among tanaw na mong life, and Lord, grabe Ginoo ang mga kapakyasan, Lord, namo. Father, Lord, walay difference, O God, Lord, if we try to mirror ourselves, Lord, Ginoo, with this prodigal son. Because in one way or another, O Lord, Ginoo, we are also guilty, O God, of, you know what, going into this distant country of ours, Lord. Going into these places, nga diin, kami, Lord, mahimuming independent. Nga diin, Lord, kami, Ginoo, we want, Lord God, nga diin, we want to be in ourselves, O Father, O Lord God. But this only proves something, Lord, nga diin, unless nga din ikaw always sa among kinabuhi, we may never find joy, peace, Lord God, sa among life, Lord God. Unless nga din ikaw present, Lord, sa among kinabuhi, ang kinabuhi, Lord, namo, Lord, bati gayod Ginoo. Ang kinabuhi namo, dili gayod Ginoo, productive. Ang kinabuhi namo, ang marriages namo, ang family namo, ang among career, dili, Lord, productive. Lord, daily efficient, O Ginoo. And it's all because, Father, Lord Ginoo, because you are not in the equation, Lord Ginoo, sa among kinabuhi, O Father. But Lord, today, O Father, we just want to recommit, Lord, you know, our lives to you, Father, Lord. Whatever, God, failures, God, that we did, O Father, Lord God, to you. Whatever thing, Lord, Ginoo nga mong na buhat, Lord, nimo nga somehow, Lord, nga nalayo, Ginoo kami, nimo, Father, Lord. Lord, we ask for forgiveness, God. Lord, Father, we ask for forgiveness, and Lord, just enable us, Father, Lord, O God, nga diin, Lord, to see, Lord, your greatness, God, your beauty, O God. Enable us to see, Lord, kung unsa ka kadako, Ginoo, kung unsa ka kamaayo, God, kung unsa ka, Lord, ka-faithful, God, kung unsa ka righteous, Lord, sa mga kinabuhi, despite, Lord, Ginoo, sa mga butang, Lord, that we have been so unrighteous, we have been so faithless, God, we have been so ungood, Father, Lord, sa mong life. But, Lord, you always remain so good, you always remain righteous, you always remain so faithful, O God, Lord, sa among kinabuhi, O Father, O Lord, Ginoo, and we just want to praise you, God, to bless you, because you are not giving up on us, O God. You continue, God, to hold us, O Father, O God, in spite of the fact that we were really far away from you, and you are, Lord God, Lord, enabling us that we might really drawing ourselves, Lord God, back to you again, O Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you, Father, Lord. And Lord, thank you even for your word. Thank you, Father, that your word might not return empty and void. And Lord, we pray that you might accomplish, O God, whatever purposes you have set forth, O God, Lord. And Lord, we pray and we pray for these tithes and offering. Use all this for your glory. And Lord, as we part ways, God, we pray that your blessing, your love, the changed life, O Father, Lord, the changed commitment, O Lord, that you will be bringing in our hearts today, might be felt, O God, might really be enjoyed in each of our heart. And we just want to entrust everything to you, O Father. Yours be the glory, the honor, and thanks. In Jesus' name, God, we pray. Amen, Lord, and amen, Lord, and amen.